I think my parents taught me early on that it's all about the mindset. There's always something positive, even when you lose. It's just a matter of shifting your view in life. My dad never really got involved with my technique or tactics, or it was more about like my attitude, the mental side of it all. He was always very determined to say, no, take a break, you need the break. Like, it's very important for the future and long term. My mom too, I remember her coming down with like a stretching schedule. You know, every night we did the stretching routine. Even on tour, you know, every night I would do my stretching and it would calm me down, it would balance me out. My mom got sick, I was 14, almost 15 when that happened. I remember I was on the tennis court and my mom and dad walked in and they told me that, you know, mom is sick. She has about three to six months to live and needed a liver transplant. I was still practicing and I was still focusing on my tennis, and but the priority was obviously, you know, my mom's health. I think I was playing in France somewhere where I got a phone call from my dad and saying, okay, they found a match. So that gave us a little bit of hope that she was getting better.
Steffi Graf up against the youngest player in the championships. Kim Clijsters is just 16 years old.
I qualified for Wimbledon in 1999. That was, I guess, 8 months to a year after my mom had her liver transplant.
That's a great triumph for her mother Earth to be here at all, having made a remarkable recovery from cancer.
And I remember just seeing her, you know, when I looked over at the box. It's a moment, like, it's such a, for me, it was such an important moment. But I remember the relief of like, okay, she can do this again. I definitely think gratitude has been a huge part of my life. And I think early on, because of the situation with my mom, you realize like life can change. I feel very grateful to be able to have fallen in love with the sport at such a young age. And I feel grateful that I have the right people in my life who taught me what is really important.